which he could learn no more. It was worse when it began to be clothed upon with detestable attributes, and out of the shifting, insubstantial mists that had so long baffled his eye, there leapt up the sudden, definite presentment of a fiend. "I thought it was madness," he said, as he replaced the obnoxious paper in the safe. "And now I begin to fear it is disgrace." With that, he blew out his candle, put on a great coat, and set forth in the direction of Cavendish Square, that citadel of medicine, where his friend, the great Dr. Lanyon, had his house and received his crowding patients. "If anyone knows, it will be Lanyon," he had thought. The solemn butler knew and welcomed him. He was subjected to no stage of delay, but ushered direct from the door to the dining room, where Dr. Lanyon sat alone over his wine. At sight of Mr. Utterson, he sprang up from his chair and welcomed him with both hands. After a little rambling talk, the lawyer led up to the subject which so disagreeably preoccupied his mind. "I suppose, Lanyon," said he, "you and I must be the two oldest friends that Henry Jekyll has."
"I wish the friends were younger," chuckled Dr. Lanyon. "But I suppose we are. And what of that? I see little of him now."
"Indeed," said Utterson. "I thought you had a bond of common interest."
"We had," was the reply.
"But it is more than 10 years since Henry Jekyll became too fanciful for me. He began to go wrong in mind. And though, of course, I continue to take an interest in him for old sake's sake, as they say, I see, and I have seen, devilish little of the man. Such unscientific balderdash," added the doctor, flushing suddenly purple, "would have estranged Damon and Pythias." This little spirit of temper was somewhat of a relief to Mr. Utterson. "They have only differed on some point of science," he thought. "And being a man of no scientific passions, except in the matter of conveyancing," he even added, "it is nothing worse than that." He gave his friend a few seconds to recover his composure, and then approached the question he had come to put. "Did you ever come across a protege of his, one Hyde?" he asked.
"Hyde?" repeated Lanyon.
"Nope, never heard of him since my time.